After working his horde up to a frenzy, the adept pointed toward our line and the mass of goblins charged. The adept and the warrior fell in well behind their weaker kin, content to use them as meat shields as they overran our position.
Sergeant Brooks, bring 3rd Squad in line on the right flank. We'll extend our formation, but be ready to refuse the flank if the goblins try to get around us.
I ordered. While I would have preferred holding some forces in reserve with that many goblins, I needed as long a front as possible. I positioned myself in the line between 1st and 2nd squads. That way, all our soldiers should be covered by the commanding presence aura from either me or Sergeant Brooks. Brooks took the dangerous spot, anchoring the far right of our line.
Prepare javelins! Release on my mark!
Each man had been given 3 javelins, and I planned to start using them at extreme range. In this case, about 50 yards. The wretched goblins began to close. At 100 yards, 2 of the goblins pitched into the ground with arrows protruding from their chests. When the goblins fell, they knocked over several of their comrades, creating a domino effect on the tightly packed horde. Back at the caravan, the halflings Drake and Quimby stood atop one of the wagons and calmly fired shot after shot from their shortbows into the swarm of goblins. Several more goblins felled the archers before they hit the 50-yard maximum range of javelins.
Release! Prepare your next javelin!
With a heave, I threw my javelin whilst issuing the order to prepare our next throw. 31 other javelins followed mine, taking a slow arc and then tipping down to land among the leading goblins. With the tightly packed group, it was hard to miss. Dozens went down, either from the javelins or from being pushed over by their fellow goblins trying to avoid the missile fire. While observing this, I readied my 2nd javelin.
Release! Prepare your last javelin!
Once again, we threw our javelins. The goblins had closed to 35 yards, but their momentum was slowed, and their tightly packed mass had been broken up a bit by the first volley. The second volley landed with less damage. Though it still killed and wounded at least 10 goblins, it did not cause the same chaos as the first volley.
Release! Prepare to receive charge!
We threw our last javelins, and the men raised their shields as one. Swords slid from sheaths with a hiss while we prepared ourselves for the goblins to hit our shield wall. Taking a quick look back at the caravan, I yelled to the 2 halflings atop the wagon.
Hit the caster if you can get a clear shot!
I hoped they heard me. Getting some ranged arrow hits on the caster might disrupt any spells he would sling at us. Our last volley of javelins hit the goblins hard. With the goblins less than 10 yards from our line, the men were throwing at the optimal range to do damage. Many of the throws from our stronger soldiers sent missiles through more than one of the small goblin bodies. All told, nearly 70 goblins had been killed by arrow and javelin fire. Unfortunately for us, that left over 200 to hit our thin line of 30 soldiers. As they approached, many of the goblins avoided our line, rushing to the sides and heading toward the caravan. I had to hope that Deegan would be able to handle the 40 or 50 headed his way, as I had a fight on my hands with the over 100 goblins hitting my line. The goblins arrived at our shield wall, not in an overwhelming wave, but in dribs and drabs. Their mass thinned from the ranged fire and from many of their fellows choosing to move past us on their way toward the potentially easier target of the wagons. Our large shields, as well as the discipline we had drilled into our men, began to show their value. As a goblin hit our line, the greater individual mass of our soldiers stopped them cold. The danger came as more and more goblins hit the line and began to flow around our flanks.
Right flank! Left flank! Refuse!
Sergeant Brooks and I shouted the order for the last 5 soldiers on each end of the line to swing inward like a door hinge, effectively keeping the goblins from getting around our flanks. At least for the time being.